Are you individually millionaires yet?
No, that's another lousy rumor, wouldn't you?
Or an Epstein a millionaire.
No, even he's not one, poor fellow. He's worth
Where does all the money go?
Well, a lot of it goes to Her Majesty.
She's a millionaire.
If there are only three things you could do in Australia, what would they be?
Well, I don't know, really.
Well, I've been talking about it.
First of all, I think I'd like the tiny kangaroo dance sport. Yeah. Then,
well, some of the
Yeah.
After that, you know, who knows?
Is there anything you especially want to see apart from some sunshine?
I fancy
look.
Is he having a down the wire?
I don't know.
Kangaroos and all that, dingoes and all those. Dingoes, he's coming off something.
That's Australia, that's everything.
Are you going out tonight?
I don't think so.
I'm not.
Paul, you can still, I suppose.
Paul, you're considered the
baby. No social life, what?
Paul, really? You're considered the baby of the Beatles. Why is he
done no tea?
I'm 12 years younger than that. I'm not
But everybody considers you baby or baby faced or baby in the group.
Thanks very much. Thanks for all I do.
Paul, you're going to have our birthday shortly, but you don't expect to get any presents from the boys, I hear.
Oh, no, well, this is the thing, you see. It started, I got one for the 21st, then whose birthday was after that? Ringo's. And we all forgot. Well, it was hectic, you know, and we forgot.
And it's not as important for your 28th as it is.
No, but it's just happened now that we just don't do it now.
And then it was my 21st, and the fellows kindly forgot, has it?
We forgot, yeah. So I hope they forget, because I'm going to feel
I'm
terrible if they don't.
Yours,
thanks.
Well, Paul got me a wimpy in the coat for my 21st.
Imagine that was back in 1939. Oh, no. They were more expensive.
Will you be writing any poems while you're here?
I don't know, you know, if I get a chance to just get a feel like it, you know.
Paul, you won't mind us asking you this question, I'm sure. We read that there was some adverse comment in England about a couple of you fellows taking the girls on a holiday. How did you react to this? What did you think of this? What's your point of view? People here would like to know.
Narrow-minded, all I thought. That's all I can say.
The thing is, you know, they either go out with girls or... And get talked about, or don't, and get talked about more, don't we?
Sticking up for them,
John, your book's been a great success, and some people say it reminds them of The Goon Show, and some people say it reminds them of Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. Have you ever heard The Goon Show? Have you ever read Finnegan's
I've
Wake?
I've heard The Goon Show, most of them, yeah, because I had a lot of time at home when that was going. I've never read Finnegan's Wake. And some other fellow just mentioned somebody else. It's like so Leacock. Many people. I've never heard of them. Leacock, isn't it?
Leacock.
John, talking about The Goon Show, what do you think a bald-headed people would look like?
Well, he'd look like a fellow with no hair.
How do you think he'd make a living?
Well, there's some in America. There's a group of bald heads. You know, they don't stand a chance on earth, if you ask me.
Talking about your book, John, did you entirely write your book, or were you given help? Did you actually write
it? No, I mean, no, who's going to help you with a thing like that? No, if I was writing... People get ghostwriters for novels and things. Oh, well, I wrote in the beginning, he wrote the intro and helped with a couple of the stories. He was only mentioned on one because they forgot. That's all.
See, George, did you get any benefit from your trip overseas?
Did I or do I?
Do you, from your trips overseas?
Yeah.
What do you get?
You see the people, don't you? You see a different place that you wouldn't see if you didn't go on a trip overseas.
Correct.
Do you enjoy traveling?
Don't like travelling, even if it's on a holiday, you know, or anything.
But you don't
travelling
bits of
is
out,
terrible. But
all
of us like seeing places to get there, but not the travelling.
We're hanging on to the time machine. Yeah.
Are you very conscious of your responsibilities? I mean, teenagers dwell on your every comment and action. Do you feel very responsible towards this?
No, we just behave as normally as we can. You know, we don't feel as though we should. Preach this and tell them that, you know, let them do what they like.
We never used to believe it when in the old days we used to open a magazine and it'd say so-and-so doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't go out late.
We used to think of them.
A bit funny. So, I mean, we just act normally and just hope that other people don't think we're a bit funny.
Now, you say you act normally, but how can you? How can you when you're getting so much money, when everywhere you go people are pressing around
normal,
and they can't see anything?
Well, you know, I mean... Normal
in the environment that surrounds you,
like
well, you're as normal as you can, don't you?
Correct.
You originally got started, I understand, you particularly, John, with the Skiffle group.
Mm.
Now, did this automatically grow into what is now the Beatles, or did this come over a period of quite a number of years?
Over a period of about 6 months, I think, over a year.
It was a bit longer, John.
I met Paul first, and he sort of joined this sort of group, and then George, and gradually changed, and it was just us three.
There's a great rumour going around that you only work on stage for about 12 or 14 minutes, is this correct?
We usually do half an hour.
Half an hour?
Yeah.
Two half an hours a night.
Because we've been doing half an hour each show for as long as we've, been sort of at it. Except for ballrooms, I mean, used to do ballrooms.
Isn't it a bit disconcerting when you go on stage and do your numbers and all nobody hears them because all the girls are screaming?
Well, it's usually adults who don't hear them. Like in Hong Kong, in the paper it said, the Beatles fought a losing battle against the screens. Now, compared to other people, they were quite quiet.
What's your favourite entertainment medium? What would you like, best theatre or...
Films.
You don't mean for us?
For the Beatles, yes.
Oh, I thought you meant for when we're watching, having been entertained. I don't know, really. I think live shows are pretty good.
But they're all good because you get a change.
Yeah.
So that's the best thing, again, all of them together. Right.
Is it true that you originally auditioned for two record companies before you were finally signed by EMI Records?
Yeah, we made tapes for Decca and I think...
And Pi.
But we didn't actually go to Pi.
In fact, EMI turned us down, first of all. You did?
Yeah, first
of all. You may laugh.
Don't blame him after hearing the tapes.
And then George Martin, he's from EMI, he decided to sign us up just himself, you see.
I think I've got on some of something.
How many records have you got any idea how many records you have sold? Around the world?
No, I asked our publisher to give me an idea.
Last time I heard it was around about 30 million.
30 million?
I don't understand. Sort of complaining, but I thought it was raining.
Who has a Jaguar now? It's Paul.
No, it's George.
No.
Do you all read music?
None of us.
Comics, we're good at comics.
You're talking about how you do like to be entertained. How do you like to be entertained? What's your best and comedy?
Films, shows, nightclubs, cabaret, and things like that.
Anything you go on a nightclub or a cabaret with that?
Yeah.
Mob.
Yeah.
People don't walk around in mobs,
Is it true you can go
outside?
I know, but if you go to a nightclub, you're not going to bump into 500 kids, are you?
Nightclub in Liverpool, the Blue Angel, is that a nightclub you can sort of go to and relax?
It was when we got up there a lot, A lot of places in Liverpool have got sort of...
Commercialised,
so people come from all over the place to have a look at them. Yeah. So I don't know now, I haven't been for years.
Have you played the cat down because you were booked to have a
book? We don't have to go anywhere.
You were booked a year or so ago, I understand.
Yeah, I know, but things are booked for us, but they're not booked completely without our knowledge. We're told that there's a possibility you might be going here or there, and if we didn't like it, we'd say...
So you did not?
We said, it's the place to go.
Great.
What was your Darwin reception like, by the way?
Very cool. We didn't know.
Yeah, it was three in the morning, I think. And we didn't know until we got about an hour away from it.
But apparently the press in Darwin...
I think they guessed.
Only some fella said that the police had been trying to keep it quiet here all day.
Well, the BOAC spokesman said...
Advertising again.
Said it wasn't definite, but there was a slight possibility.
He's been trying to get on it for hours.
Can I now?
Fellas, did you enjoy doing the Shakespearean excerpt in your TV show?
Yeah.
Mm. What?
Except he made us rehearse for days.
And we still got his own.
Would you like to play legitimate Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Did you like the costumes?
Yeah, they were good for a laugh.
Mod.
This lad stood up the owner of Moon Presents.
Yeah.
You've been liking a lot of the Marx Brothers. Do you find us a compliment? Do you dig this sort of thing?
It's a compliment. Well, nothing at all. Yeah, they're funny, aren't they?
When are you going to play the London Palladium?
Oh, we don't know.
What are you all going to do tonight?
Well, we should go to sleep, really. We've only had about a couple of hours. But I'm hanging on, so I won't be getting up in the middle of the night and order breakfast, So that's what I'm going to do.
We'll probably watch telly.
You're not planning to go out to the nightclub anything like that?
No.
Have you got an agreement that Jimmy mustn't speak?
No,
I can't answer questions which, I don't know nothing or anything about.
What's the group you play with in England?
Well, I've played with a lot of groups in England. Just before I left, I was playing with a rhythm and blues band.
You were the Blue Flames, weren't you, Paul?
Yeah, that's right. Well, only for a matter of days. Only till Friday, I only knew that I was doing this on Wednesday, you know.
Is so Brian Epstein manager?
I don't really know. No, he doesn't.
I don't really know. You'd know it if he did.
Jimmy, what was your first reaction when you were told that you were going to play with the Beatles?
I couldn't believe it, really.
Did you have to do much rehearsal with the boys to get their style?
No, we only rehearsed about five or six numbers, which took up an hour. And then
away you went?
Yeah.
In other words, do you have contracts between yourselves?
Well, we've got a partnership.
There's some sort of, that's what you mean.
No, what I meant
was, you mean personally,
could just George suddenly decide to leave the Beatles group? Could you do that?
I think he could.
Of course he could, because, I mean, we would stop him. You know,
he'd have to leave,
but he'd have to.
He'd enjoy your holidays to Tahiti and the Caribbean, wasn't it?
We met one of your...
fella came swimming behind me saying, "Are you having a good time?"
Didn't he?
Yeah.
Then I've come all the way from Sydney.
Yeah, as if it was my fault.
Why did you split up and take your holidays like
that? Like them.
It makes it harder for people to cross to catch us up. If we all go together, it's a cinch, you know, going to an airport.
And anyway, besides all that, Paul and Ringo fancied going to wherever they went, and I don't know what happened to us. Somebody else gave us the tickets.
What do your family think about all the attention showered on you?
Well, naturally they like it, and they're all proud, and, you know, it's just like if you had a son, what was a Beatle, or even if you didn't, you're bound to like it more than any other grown-up.
Do you live fairly close together in Liverpool?
Yeah.
All fellows who work so close together so often and stay and travel together, you must have an occasional argument. So how do you work it out of your system apart from going away on holidays?
Well, it's usually two against one or three against one.
We don't have a serious argument.
Or whoever can shout loudest. Another one settles it.
It's reported that the Rolling Stones are bigger than the Beatles in England. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, it's untrue.
Sometimes untrue things are reported.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Clark was bigger than us last year.
They're big, you know.
And Brian Poole the month before.
Records and things like that disprove it. You know, they're not bigger than us, but they're big.
Do you enjoy being the Beatles, as much as you did, say, a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
It's
better
now, isn't it?
Yeah. it's a different way, of course, but it's still not.
Well, just about sums it up. Being scanned at the end of our telecast.
Cool.